Tell your neighbor, say everything.
Amen.
That means there shouldn't be nothing left on your list. That means that you don't give God a partial list and say, Lord, I'm going to cast these here, but I got these. He said, cast all of them. What do all mean?
All.
That means you're not supposed to have a care. You're not supposed to have any worries, any anxieties. And you can live that way if you will do it God's way. This is so good. Tell me, I know where I'm going. I believe I know where the Holy Ghost is taking us. And you're going to be rejoicing when you leave here tonight. If you might be rejoicing by faith right now, but your rejoicing is going to be real and genuine by the time you leave here. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, this scripture here says, be anxious about nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer and supplication. In other words, by your petition, no matter what you're facing in life, you get your prayer request ready. He said, let your requests be made known to God with what? So now I see rejoicing and what? Thanksgiving are going to help me deal with these cares. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, say, be thankful.
Be thankful.
You should spend more time thanking God than you do talking about your trouble.
Amen.
You ought to spend more time rejoicing in him than talking about your trouble.
Amen.
Okay? We're talking about casting our care here. So I see if I'm going to cast my care, then I'm going to have to give it to the Lord. I'm going to have to rejoice. And then I'm going to have to get into a place of thanksgiving. I'm going to make my requests known. I'm going to find out what God's will is in my situation, and then I'm going to ask for his will to be done. I'm going to make my request based on the word of God. Amen. Lord, I see this in the word. You provided this. This is what you promised. I'm making my request right now for this to manifest in my life. How many of you know the word of God is a seed? Jesus said that, didn't he? He said, the word of God is the seed that's planted in the heart of man. Every seed have a divine purpose, and every seed has an intended harvest. Right? You don't plant a seed and then just say, whatever come up. I'm going to plant this seed, and Lord, whatever you want to come up, it's going to come up. No, that seed has in itself the power to reproduce itself. So if I plant an orange seed, guess what kind of harvest I'm going to get?
Orange.
Now, that seed has in it the ability to produce oranges. If I plant mustard seeds, it's going to give me a harvest of mustard greens. If I plant apple seeds, it's going to give me a harvest of apple seeds. So every seed has an assignment to reproduce what it is. So when you start meditating on God's word, on healing, then that seed is designed to produce health.
Amen.
It's designed to give you a harvest of health.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If I'm meditating on prosperity scriptures, then those scriptures are seeds that are sown into my heart that are designed to produce a harvest of prosperity in my life and blessing. Hallelujah. This works in any area of my life. So I have to determine what kind of harvest I want. And then I go to the word of God and then I plant that seed and I hear that word. Because that seed has the power to produce what it is and what it says. Hallelujah. Now let's look at the Amplified Bible. It says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Sometimes scriptures are hard to believe. When you're so natural-minded that when God says something so definite and so inclusive that it's hard to wrap your mind around it sometimes. When he says, don't have anxiety about anything. That is exactly what he meant. Now, the natural man will fight against that and say, now, wait a minute. Now, you're going to worry. If you're a parent, you're going to worry about your children. If you lose your job, you're going to worry about money. That's normal, Pastor, for us to worry. I'm going to tell you, it is not normal for a believer. It is abnormal for you as a believer to be worried and full of anxiety and to be fretting. That's not normal, right? Well, you say, well, Pastor, how is that not normal? Well, is Jesus full of anxiety? See, he's the standard. He gave us the example. So my life, I need to pattern my life after him. The Bible tells me to be an imitator of God as a dear child. Amen. So I'm to imitate him. So I'm supposed to pattern my life after him. I'm not to be adapted to this world. I'm not to be conformed to this world. The world will tell you, child, if you ain't worried, something wrong with you. I mean, if you're having all kind of trouble and you sit down and talk to a psychologist and you say, you know, I ain't worried about none of this yet, they'll think you crazy. They will say you're disillusioned. You have lost a sense of reality. They are not in the real world. Right? They say they done lost touch with reality. They got all these problems and they say they ain't worried about nothing. Something wrong with them. That's because the world gone crazy. What do believers do? Believers believe. That's what our main assignment is, to believe and to trust God. Yes. Amen? Amen? All right, let me see if I can get through this scripture. Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance, and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite request, with thanksgiving, that definite request is the will of God. It is based on the word of God. It is the seed that you use for your request. Making definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. Now, when you do that, you see, you got to practice this. I remember when I got saved, when I started learning things like that, I ain't supposed to be worried about anything. Well, I would practice it. Rejoice in the Lord always. Let me do my rejoicing. I just go from one scripture to the next. Now, I didn't know how to do that next scripture, verse 5. Let your moderation be known to all men. I just say the Lord is present. I didn't know how to let my moderation be known. But I rejoice, and I say, okay, I'm walking. I'm self-control. Glory to God. I'm disciplining myself to walk with God. Hallelujah. The Lord is near. He's right here with me. Now he said, now cast all your cares on me. Don't have anxiety about anything. So at that time, I would say, Lord, I refuse to worry about, and I would identify the circumstance, the situation, or the thing that has brought anxiety into my life. And I say, Lord, I refuse to worry about this. And then I would make my request known. I said, now, Lord, this is what I desire. I desire your will. And your will says this to me in the word. But this is my request, and I'm making my request known with thanksgiving. So I'm going to thank you right now that this word, this seed that I receive into my life right now, is going to materialize and happen in my life, that you will bring this word to pass. And then I will remind God of his promise. And then I would begin to magnify God's faithfulness. Now, Lord, you're going to watch over this word that I embrace right now. You're watching over this word to make it good in my life. Not one word of all your good promise ever fail. And it's not going to fail me. So, Lord, I just want to thank you right now that this seed is working in me right now. That the seed of life is in me. It's working in my situation. And I will have a harvest from this word, and from this promise will produce a harvest of blessing in my life. I just want to thank you right now for victory in this situation. I made my request known. And then I did it with thanksgiving. And then I would say the next verse. Now, Lord, I expect the peace of God to mount a fortress around my heart and mind. I expect a manifestation of the peace of God in my life right now. So, Lord, I thank you. See, now God done got involved with me. When I cast my care, now God has gotten involved with my situation. And then in the evidence of his peace let me know that he's working on my trouble. He give me peace about it. He said, don't worry about it. I got it. Now, I know he's working on it because I got peace. And I can rejoice and I can thank God. But the evidence of that peace, and I say, Lord, I expect this. Now, you said, if I did these things here, and I've done them to the best of my understanding, I've done them the way the Holy Ghost revealed them to me. Now, I expect some peace to show up. Now, it don't always manifest right then, but I know. I know it ain't going to be long before all of a sudden. Oh, I got a peace about that. That's the evidence of God's presence. Hallelujah. That's the evidence. That's the sign to me. That's the down payment that God is working on my trouble. And so I want to stay in that place, and I don't want to accept the care back, then my peace going to go. When peace is not present, God ain't working.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be healed and walk in health. He carried our sorrows so we could have fullness of joy. This is just a glimpse of what you'll find in Jesus Did It For You. I also share what's included in your heavenly benefits package and give practical insight on how to receive, apply, and enjoy the inheritance God has freely given you. You can receive your copy of Jesus Did It For You for only $11.95 at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TheWordCC.com, or you can call 318-442-8100. The book is also available in hardcover and Kindle versions. Order your copy today. Jesus Did It For You. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Jesus, take control. He will bring you out. I fell in love with Jesus.